I'm not going to let this lie. I will pursue this, and I will accuse my molester. Had you not done that, how do you think it would have affected your life long, even longer term?
Well, I can tell you that after I disclosed...
The founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy and former lieutenant commander in the United States Navy. Stay with us on The Green Show on the Corliss Radio Network.
You're listening to The Roy Green Show. More reporters, more newscasts, more often. Expect more, get more. From Saskatoon's live local news station, News Talk 650, CKOM. News Talk 650, CKOM, is on location.
Good afternoon, it's Ashley Wills, live on location at the Knights of Columbus 2010 Dream Home, 539 Dixon Lane in Stonebridge. Just drive straight out Preston, follow the show home signs, it's easy to find. And the early bird deadline is coming soon, November 14th. So that leaves you about a week to stop by and get your ticket. You can get one for $100 or three tickets for $200. And there's a lot of great early bird prizes, like a 2011 Ford Mustang GT valued at $45,000. There's cash, jewelry, vacations, barbecues. So you want to get in on the early bird prizes. One ticket for $100, three for $200. And all proceeds support a great cause, Children's Hospital Foundation and Ronald McDonald House. So stop by the house today, 539 Dixon Lane in Stonebridge. They're here till 5 p.m. today, so come check it out. It's Ashley Wills, live on location for News Talk 650.
In the real estate business, there's one single word that means a lot. Service. I'm John Gormley for Henry Moulin Realty. And for Henry Moulin, in over two decades of experience buying, selling, and being there when families choose a home, service means treating every client like there's no one else. And for Henry Moulin, service also means delivering on a reputation earned on expertise, knowledge, integrity, and trust. Henry's website is saskatoonrealestate.com, the place to check out today's real estate choices. You can get Henry Moulin working for you at 933-0145. There are people committed to doing their best in every business and in real estate. That's what comes to mind when you say Henry Moulin Realty with REMAX. From speaking at real estate conferences to being inducted to the REMAX Hall of Fame, service and excellence are the values of Henry Moulin. Did I say the single word service defined real estate? There are actually two other words. Henry Moulin at saskatoonrealestate.com.
For over 30 years, when others were asking why,
he went to find out.
He's interviewed politicians and playmakers, heads of state and everyday heroes, reported the news from around the world. He is Richard Brown, asking questions, getting answers, and delivering the latest local, national, and international news stories of the day.
The CKOM Afternoon News with Richard Brown and David Curtin, weekdays at 3 on Saskatoon's number one news and information station, News Talk 650 CKOM.
It's the most distinct thing about you.
But nobody can see it.
It can instantly erase the distance between you and the people you love.
Your friends long for it.
It's your voice.
Shaw Home Phone invites you to rediscover the long-lost art of conversation.
With Shaw-to-Shaw calling.
That's unlimited complimentary long-distance calls.
Between all Shaw Home Phone customers.
Call 310-SHAW for details.
Shaw, together is amazing.
The Roy Green Show on Saskatoon's number one news and information station. News Talk 650, CKOM. Big guests, great debate, and your calls. The Roy Green Show on the Corliss Radio Network.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Top of the next hour, the story of the young man from China who disguised himself as an elderly white male, boarded a commercial flight from Hong Kong to Vancouver, and in the middle of the flight, removed a silicone mask and revealed himself. He's now applied for refugee status. We'll be speaking with his lawyer on the Roy Green Show on the Corliss Radio Network. Oklahoma voters passed a resolution, State Question 755, in a referendum which refuses, quote, the legal precepts of other nations or cultures, specifically denying the use of Sharia law in the state. The Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, has filed a lawsuit challenging the referendum decision. My guest is Dr. Zudi Jasser. He's the founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. AIFD is taking a public stand supporting State Question 755 and challenging CARE As you know, Dr. Jasser is also a former lieutenant commander in the United States Navy. So, Dr. Jasser, when you see section, or at least I say section 755, because that's how we'd refer to it in Canada, question 755 in Oklahoma, and then the CARE lawsuit, what do you see?
I see actually a perfect opportunity for the exact debate we need to have, which is, I think Oklahoma was brilliant, even though, you know, they really reached to a case in New Jersey to implement this. They saw a judge in New Jersey that had given a man almost the right to beat his wife, and then the judge reversed himself a couple weeks later and initially had used Sharia law to give him that permission, and Oklahoma said, you know, we don't want that ever happening to any judge here in Oklahoma, so they put this referendum, and it was passed by over 70%. But what I see here is really a litmus test of where the war of ideas is that are we in favor of a one-law system? Are we in favor as Muslims of a constitution with a Bill of Rights first and foremost with no exceptions? Or do we actually believe in the Islamic State and that we want special rights through foreign legal systems? And are we real, you know, not realistic about what Sharia really represents?
If I understand correctly, CARE's lawsuit deals with the suggestion that the right to religious freedom has been denied. Is that the fundamental of their suit?
Yeah, and this is what's so great about this debate, is they have the exact argument I have, which is why you should not have Sharia law. It's almost like we're taking the same, they take the Establishment Clause and turn it on its head backwards and say that that gives them the right to have separate laws, separate legal system, while we say the Establishment Clause actually, if you look at its source, prevented religious legal systems from being implemented and established, the Establishment Clause, mind you, and therefore we have a one-law system based in reason, and I think this is such a core debate about the exact same clause of the Constitution.
All right, so make the argument then against the implementation of Sharia law or Sharia tribunals. I think there are, and you have this in your news release, over 80 such organizations or courts, if you will, in the UK. It was a debate in Canada, particularly in the province of Ontario, where initially it appeared that the premier of the province was in favor of allowing Sharia tribunals to be put in place, and then he reversed his field when there was significant public opposition to that.
Yeah, I think the importance is to realize that this is not against Muslim religious freedom, that ultimately, you know, what happened in Britain is they have an arbitration system in which those arbitration systems have become a tool by which they've simply set up Sharia courts where Muslims can separate themselves, even in some criminal cases. Remember, you can only have a criminal case if somebody files charges. Without charges, there is no criminal case. So they then end up going through their own arbitration systems and have set up separate courts to start with. And this type of referenda stops that. And I think what we have to realize is that, yes, to a Muslim, Sharia does mean God's law, but to a lawyer, there's a precedent of court systems around the world that mean Sharia law. And we have to separate the fact that nobody's stopping them from saying that they have can wear personal dress like a woman wearing a hijab, or us having our own personal marriage contracts or other things based in our interpretations. But at the end of the day, when we go to court, we have to defend the reason of those contracts, the reason of what we do based in Western law, based in our one law system, but not to say, well, you know what, I don't need to explain it to the judge in Oklahoma or the judge in Canada or anywhere, because this is based on Sharia that you don't know, and just give me the religious freedom to do it. So that's the argument that I use, is I still practice Sharia, but I love the fact that I live in a society that has a one law system that I still have to explain I'm accountable to its morals and its precepts.
All right, we have about 30 seconds. One of the arguments might be, well, if you look at the generic legal system, the in-place legal system, much of that has been based on Judeo-Christian law.
Well, that's fine. Then we can continue to use our precepts that are Muslim to adapt, allow ourselves to fit within that precept that we came here and escaped so-called Muslim societies to live here freely. And I would tell them that our Sharia system is not ready for prime time. Yes, there are Jewish courts that operate and others, but they have gone through a reformation and enlightenment, and ask any woman if she would rather be through a Sharia system or through a Western system. And I think most of them that are enlightened would not want anything to do with Sharia courts. Systems.
Dr. Jasser, always good to talk to you. The American Islamic Forum for Democracy. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
Dr. Zudi Jasser is also the former president of the Arizona Medical Association. He is a nuclear cardiologist, former lieutenant commander in the United States Navy. It's the Roy Green Show. You can email anytime to roy@roygreenshow.com. And remember, the blog is roygreenshow.com.
This is the